Hey there, podcasting badasses. It's your host, Sober Steve, the podcast guy, and welcome to a new episode. If you are a life coach, you should have a podcast, and anyone who has a podcast for their business should be getting referrals from it. So therefore, if you are a life coach who is currently podcasting or considering launching a podcast, this episode is for you. After listening, if you are ready to grow your business with a podcast, visit SoberSteve.com to sign up for a free brainstorm or tune-up. But first, let's discuss four podcasting tips for life coaches and service providers. So first up, you want to make sure that when you are podcasting and you are also a life coach that has a specific service or a niche, that the people that you're talking to on your podcast are also your ideal clients. That is something that oftentimes I see there's some disconnect between the people that you're talking to on your podcast. Oftentimes we're afraid of being too specific and worry that we might want to make sure that we're trying to get more people to listen rather than talking specifically to our demographic that we're looking for. But trust me, when you make sure that you are talking to your demographic loud and clear, not only in the episode content itself that you're recording each week, but in the name of your podcast, in the branding of your podcast, in the artwork, in the show description, if you are putting everywhere out there who specifically it's for, and it is for your ideal clients, then your ideal clients are going to know exactly what it is that they're getting when they find your podcast. And they are going to be so excited to find it. And after they listen, they will definitely sign up for your services and your packages. And you can start working with them right away because you let them know this is for you. So when they saw you out of all the other podcasters out there, they knew that you were there for them. So it's a beautiful thing when you are able to know exactly who your target audience is with your podcast, and it aligns perfectly with who your target customer is for your coaching business or the services that you provide. Number two, you want to make sure that you're using coaching style episodes. Solo episodes are great like this to be able to give your listeners very concise and clear information in a very short period of time. I oftentimes try and keep these solo episodes short intentionally so that because I'm talking to podcasters or potential podcasters who oftentimes are running their own businesses or parts of small businesses and they have a full schedule, I want to make sure that when they listen to my podcast, they're able to get the information and none of the extra fluff. So solo episodes are great for that, but the real magic happens. Your listeners will fall in love with you when they get to hear your coaching style episodes. So if you are just doing interview style episodes right now where you are interviewing and asking questions to other experts in the industry, you're not doing yourself any favors because you want to make sure you're showing off what you can do and what you are bringing up. So instead, flip it around and have people on that are your ideal customer and coach them for free as an episode and give then your listeners a chance to help demystify the coaching process, which oftentimes is the number one obstacle that I hear from my life coach clients, is that as they're trying to find new clients, they're wondering, how do I explain what life coaching is? People don't really understand it. They don't get it. They think it's this thing or that thing. And I tell them it's not, but they don't seem to get what it is. So by showing your listeners who are your ideal customers what it is with a coaching style episode, it is a game changer for being able to turn those listeners into clients. And a pro tip, the person that you're talking to and giving that free coaching as well, tell them not to bring up money until afterwards, because oftentimes you're going to have them sold by the time that you're done with the episode as well. So it's a win-win for everyone involved. It goes over great. You should be doing coaching style episodes if you're a coach. And if not, you should be giving me a call or scheduling a tune-up so that we can get you started on this. Third up is your call to action is your pipeline. So if you are offering a special product or service or package right now or in the near future, your call to action that you should be having all your listeners do, that you're encouraging them in the episodes to do, right? It shouldn't be a random thing every single week. Consistency is key, but it should be that main package, that main offering that you're offering right now. For instance, right now, I'm pushing my tune-ups and my brainstorm sessions for my new clients who might want to start working with me, and they're just wanting to see what it's like. So you get the free coaching with me that turns into an episode. We just talked about that. If you love it, great. If not, like, and if you sign with me and you work with me, great. But if not, I get the episode out of it. It's a win-win. So do the same for your clients as well, where your call to action is to do something that's involved in your pipeline. So whatever your next call to action is, whether it's signing up for your mailing list, signing up for your next program or your workshop or your free Zoom or your monthly club, whatever it is that you want to be focusing on right now to grow your audience, you need to be making sure that that call to action is in your episode. And a tip that took me a while to get to realize is you want to put it in the front of the episode, not the end of the episode. That's where you can do fluff, like leaving reviews and tell a friend. But the top of the episode where everyone is listening, that's where you put your real call to action and make sure that people know what it is that they're here for. So that is number three. And wrapping up with number four, your podcast also should be your social media campaign. It is so amazing having a podcast because I never have to worry about what my social media is going to be. Sure, I can do extra non-podcast related posts if something's happening that I want to talk about, but do I have to? No, I can just let my podcast be my social media campaign. Between the power of being able to turn videos like this into reels for socials, as well as using the keynotes, the takeaways, the things that I talk about in each episode or that my guests and I talk about, and using those bullet points to also do carousels and other dynamic content online that helps also establish my brand. It has been a game changer for not only, like I said, building my business and my pipeline and my clients, but also building my social media capabilities and confidence and ability to show up and post consistently and have people engage with my content and have it grow my business. It's a win-win situation. So you want to make sure, with that being number four, a quick recap, your target audience for your podcast should be your ideal customer, and you should be talking to them in every way, shape, or form, not only in each episode, but also in your branding and in your title and things like that. Two, you should be using coaching style episodes if you're a coach. Sounds like a duh, but you'd be surprised. So let's chat about that more if you need. Similarly, your call to action should be the next step in your pipeline for your sales, and you should be including in the front of the episode. And your podcast is your social media campaign. Use the information that you're talking about in your podcast or the podcast content itself and turn it into gorgeous social media branding. It's fabulous. Those are four tips that all life coaches should be using. I, as a life coach myself, can help be a blessing at coaches really revamping their podcast, multiplying their downloads by 5 times or 10 times, and starting to get them turning into businesses. Because trust me, when you do all four of these things, plus a lot of the other tips and tricks that I show along the way in my programs for growth, these people are able to get business while they sleep or while they're on vacation. You're not constantly anymore chasing after finding this client or finding that client, but you're able to create this beautiful pipeline that works for you even when you're not working it. And you'll just start getting the best, easiest sales ever with the people who are designed to know exactly what it is that you're going to offer them. They're excited for it because they're excited to work with you, because even though you might just be meeting them, they've been listening to your podcast forever and they love you and they know exactly what it is they're going to get. So they're going to be happy customers. It's great for you. It's great for them. You should be following all of these tips and tricks. So make sure you are following this wherever you listen to podcasts so you can get these new episodes every single Monday. Again, I'm Sober Steve, the podcast guy. You can visit SoberSteve.com to sign up for your own brainstorm if you're interested in launching your own podcast, or your own tune-up session if you'd like to grow your podcast and get some more downloads and some more business with some unique one-on-one advice that we'll talk out. So you can do that at SoberSteve.com. And until then, keep on podcasting and be well, badasses.